Good morning and welcome to Raven Radio. In the background there, we are listening to Bach Cello Suite No. 2 in D minor being performed by Zewel Bailey, who I'm very pleased to say is in the studio with me right now. Zewel, thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
I'm also joined by Martin Schur, a viola, who's here to perform over the next couple of days. Martin, thank you for coming in.
Great to be here.
So we're here to talk about the Sitka Summer Music Festival. A lot has been going on. And a lot is yet to come. I'm just going to pass it over to you, Zewel. Let us know, how has this festival been going so far this year?
Oh, it's great. I'm exhausted. I'm thrilled. I feel like I've been kind of dragged behind a tractor trailer because I've just been going so strong for about 5 weeks now. This is our fourth week of the festival, but I came in a little early. my fifth festival as the solo artistic director, my 10th year here. We're celebrating our 45th year. It's been an unusual season because at first when I was told that we couldn't use Centennial Hall, I thought, wow, this is going to really guide us into a whole new area. And I thought, well, we'll see what happens. But I didn't realize it was going to be such a blessing in disguise. So this whole season, we've been able to venture into new halls.
Where have you been performing? Where has that led you?
The churches... all over town, as well as the Nakahiti Center, the Performing Arts Center. We've been using the Stevenson Hall area as an open rehearsal space, as well as open lectures, etc. It's been wonderful. I think it's been kind of a reboot. It's given us the kind of license to do this from now on, not only to use the new Centennial Hall, but the Performing Arts Center and all these other venues based on what is programmed. So this week is actually very interesting. I was laughing earlier having Martin here because we tend to revert back to being 18 years old, 17 years old again. He was my roommate in college for 3 years. In fact, right after college too, in New York City. And so we...
So you guys have known each other for quite a long time.
Well, we've known each other since the 1900s, that's
right.
For sure, yeah.
Ancient history.
but he's gone on to... It's great to have him back, especially as a violist, which was the second part of his career in music. I'll let him describe that in a second. But I've also tried to bring back this week, kind of an old home week for him and me. But we brought Terrence Tam, who was a wonderful violinist, and his wife, Lorraine Min, who's a wonderful pianist as well, because we all went to school together.
Oh, wow.
At Peabody Conservatory. And they, I think, before that. And I'll talk about Terry's life in music in a second. But Martin, I called him Marty when I was a child. When I talk about the second career being viola, what was the first career?
Well... like so many violists, we start off as violinists, and I'm not sure why that happens, but I think it's probably because the violin is just smaller and easier to sort of navigate as a youngster. And did my undergraduate degree on violin and just became very attracted and allured to the sort of darker colors of the viola. And really found that, especially playing chamber music, which is what this week is all about, being able to connect directly not only with the violin, but sort of I'm the web that can connect the lowest voice in the cello with the upper voice in the violin. So it's a really sort of great interactive point for a chamber music ensemble. It's a good spot to be in. So that's when I did my master's degree in viola and fully sort of converted. Though the viola just appears a little bit larger, you have to recalibrate your body to accommodate a heavier instrument that where the proportions, relatively speaking, are considerably larger. So Zul had asked me to talk a little bit about sort of career path, because that's always an interesting topic for instrumentalists and people coming through college and conservatory and that sort of thing. And so I went off into orchestra world and took a position at the Colorado Symphony, where I played for several years. And then at that
while subbing in the Berlin Philharmonic, by the way.
Okay. Wow.
So that was a nice thing to do for a few seasons.
With the viola. You've now switched fully over to the viola.
Yes, I've completely converted, as we call it, to the viola. So I had the good fortune to play in really one of the world's greatest orchestras, which is an incredible privilege for me. But it was interesting that the time I spent in Berlin really opened my eyes to what the world's greatest can do and what that can mean for a community. And I think it's sort of the, from my point of view, it's about the community pride in an organization like that. And I don't see that as any different from the Sitka Summer Music Festival.
Right.
When you are the pride and you hold this position of incredible prominence in the consciousness of a community like that, you have this amazing self-esteem, and the community, holds you in that place. And so I would go back to my orchestra in Colorado, and I found just more and more that I wanted to elevate my organization to that level, because I came to believe that the Colorado Symphony could be and should be the Berlin Philharmonic of Denver. So that took me to a place where I came to understand that if I was really going to have an amazing impact on my organization, it was not going to be with a viola in my hands. I needed to do it from behind the scenes and helping to lead an organization. It's about, packing the halls with an audience. It's about raising money. It's about doing everything that I could to set the music up for ultimate success, which is, support the musicians on stage and do all of that. So I actually quit playing viola as a professional musician and moved into the administrative side, and have been doing that for the last 7 years, first at the Indianapolis Symphony and now at the North Carolina Symphony. So it's
so nice to have this perspective also here, because he helps out a lot and also gives great perspective on the organization, all the things we're doing. And
also, as artistic director, you appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Like,
and also we talk a lot about all this stuff because we're also old friends.
Right.
And so we're featuring him in many different regards this week. The Mozart String Duo, the Beethoven String Trio, that's on Friday night at the Nakahiti, as well as tonight at the Sitka Hotel, which is truly going to be open tonight. It's quite wonderful.
Speaking of new venues, right?
That's
like,
right.
It's expanding our your horizons to
Cafe
new places.
Series. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a kind of surprise of repertoire tonight. So we'll feature Martin and Terry and myself and the three of us, some solo stuff, but it'll also be about something bigger, which is, of course, the wonderful Sitka Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night is our final concert at the Performing Arts Center, which we've kind of been featuring this season.
And who can we expect at that one? Which performers will be there?
Everybody.
Everyone?
Okay. Yes, we're doing a Brahms piano quartet, the Debussy cello sonata, and the Prokofiev cello sonata. Mm-hmm. But I've been featuring a lot of Brahms since the first 2 weeks of the festival, because the first 2 weeks was 99.9% all Beethoven, because we featured all of his quartets here with the Cyprus, which interestingly on Sunday is their final concert ever on earth is on Sunday in San Francisco. I will have to have a whole moment of silence for them.
They're disbanding.
They're retiring.
Wow.
So their penultimate concerts were here.
Cool.
And so we'll end the season in kind of honor to them, as well as kind of an honor to what Beethoven did and how he affected with a great work of Brahms.
Well, we are out of time, actually. So I want to also just mention one other concert that I think that you might not have mentioned, which is the free brown bag lunch.
Yes, the box lunch on Thursday at Odessa Theater.
Maybe you did mention it.
Yes.
Just so everyone hears all of it.
No, that'll feature Terry, Tam, and Lorraine on, okay. And kind of a recital.
Okay. Thank you both, Zuhl and Martin, for coming in this morning and chatting about music and the Sitka Summer Music Festival. People can get tickets for the final two concerts at Old Harbor Books.
That's
is that
right.
correct?
Yes, okay. Can't wait to see them.
Okay, great. Thank you all.